Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beit Zav, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, and in the Oz Vader Tzuris Davs at the top of Chaf Heyomad Aleph, and in the Arts Kultur Davs on Chaf Zayin Omad Aleph, and today's Davs sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the previous Mishnah Gemara, we spoke about a mill that was meant for grinding peppercorns, so the Mishnah continues discussing this. Hari Chaim Shal Pilpulin, this mill that grinds pepper, Tamei Mishum Shlesha Kalim, it's Tamei because of three different Kalim. We're going to see in the Gemara there's a further explanation, but basically this is made up of three different parts. The upper is metal, that's meant for grinding. The middle part is like a sieve or sifter that allows the finer ground pepper to go through it, and the thicker, coarser pieces are caught on top, and the bottom is the receptacle for holding it, and therefore three different statuses of tomo, mishum kli kibul, mishum kli matchos, mishum kvara, because of a kli kibul, that it receives something, and because of kli matchos, it's metal, and because of kvara, which is a sieve. And the Gemara explains this further, hatachtoin mishum kli kibul, the bottom part, that's a kli kibul, it's wood, but it has a receptacle where it catches things, and therefore it's tummy for that, v'ha'elyon, the upper part, mishum kli matchos, because it's metal, that's what actually crushes the pepper, and the middle part, mishum kvara, because it's a sieve, as we had said, it sifts the different pepper, and even though it's not really meant to be a kli kibul, it's not meant to hold something, at the end of the day, the thicker, coarser pieces are caught in it, so that's also in mekabel tuma. And the chiddush over here is that we know that when a kli becomes tame, if it then gets broken, it now loses its status of tuma. But over here, since this rechaim shel pilpulin is actually divided into three separate kalim, so if it becomes tame, even if one of the parts gets broken, the other two are still going to become tame because they're their own separate thing. And moving on to halacha yod, the Mishnah tells us, the wagon of a child, this is like a toy wagon that a child will be put in and carried around in, it could become tummy midras, which means if this katan is a zav, which is a possibility, and he's put inside this wagon, so it will become tummy midras, which is when a zav sits or leans his body weight on something. So since this agala, this wagon, is meant for the child, therefore become tummy midras. Also, when he tells b'Shabbos, it's allowed to be carried on Shabbos, it's not muktzah. However, in negreres el gabi akelim, it's only allowed to be dragged on top of kelim, meaning on top of clothing and other things. It's not to be dragged on a dirt floor because it's going to make a charetz. It's going to make a ditch. That's a tolda of the Isra of plowing on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he tells us, call a kalim ein negrarin. No kalim are allowed to be dragged on the floor. Chutz min agala, except for this agala, which is allowed to be dragged, mineshi kaveshes, because it just presses down. It doesn't actually dig up the dirt and loosen the soil, which is the Isra by all other kalim dragging them on the ground. Rather, since it has wheels, when it's dragged on the dirt, it just presses it in, and that's actually not a problem. Says the Gemara Tanya, we have a braisa, lo yogur adam samitas, akisa vesa. As a tedra, while a person is not allowed to drag a bed, chair, bench, or fancy chair, because it makes a ditch, whereas Reb Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon allows, and that's because Reb Shimon holds davar she'ein mischav nizmuter, and since he doesn't have intent to make a ditch, he just wants to drag it from one place to another, it's not a problem according to Reb Shimon. Now Reb Bas is b'shem Reb Chana, and Reb Chaga is b'shem Reb Zeira, and Reb Yosef is b'shem Reb Ila, ma'idin chacham Reb Shimon, the chacham agreed Reb Shimon, chafayom and beis on top, b'kisei shiraglav m'shukas betit, with a chair that its legs are sunken into mud, shemotel it's permitted to metatle it. It's allowed to be moved, and that's even though when he lifts up the chair, the hole that was originally formed by the legs being placed inside the ground is going to now collapse, and that's technically considered soyser. The reason why it's not a problem because since we're discussing tit, it's like liquidy mud, so anyway it's not going to miskayim, anyway it's not going to last, and therefore there's no problem. And kumad tamar mutal tataloi, the same we say it's mutal metatle to take it out from where it is, with kavasom mutal achziroi, it's permitted to put it into this wet or liquidy mud because it's not considered like he's making a hole due to the same reason. As we had just said, it's not going to miskay him anyway, so it's not a problem. Now, Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, "Ofanan taninon nitalon b'Shabbos." We had also learned in the Mishnah that these are allowed to be taken out on Shabbos. This is a Mishnah Maseches Kelayim. This discusses different vegetables that were placed inside the ground. They were just put there for storage, and the leaves are coming out from top of the ground. They weren't completely buried. That these are allowed to be taken out on Shabbos, even though he's going to end up moving the dirt because, again, for the most part, they're covered by dirt. It's still not a problem, even though that hole is going to be ruined because, once again, it's very soft dirt, and anyway, the hole wouldn't be miskay him, so it's not a problem. However, Amar Bias Rabban, he tells us that's not necessarily raya. Reb Shimon, he, we could say that Mishnah's Reb Shimon, the davar shei mischavin is mutter, but maybe according to the Chamim, it would be usher to do this. And Amar Bias, he tells us, Masis Amar Kain, our Mishnah actually tells us this, that according to Rabbanon, it's usher to ruin this hole, even when we're dealing with liquidy mud, because what does the Mishnah say? Kol kalim ein negrarim chutz min agala b'nei shi kaveshes, that all kalim are not allowed to be dragged across the ground, except for this agala, this wagon, because it presses the dirt down, as opposed to all other kalim, that they are going to make some sort of ditch. And the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between regular dirt versus tit, and therefore we see the Chomer actually machmer with this. Hajjalach Parak Yomtev, Malzor finishing the second Parak of Maseches Beitza. Just like we Zecha finished this Parak together, we should be Zecha to finish the entire Maseches Beitza together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.